Rosemary Martirana, Director of Intelligence here at the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness, NJOHSP, and you're listening to Intelligence Unclassified. This podcast is exactly what the title states, unclassified information about current trends in homeland security for the state of New Jersey, as well as educational information and resources for your awareness. Although it is produced every month, we aim to stay on top of current events and will often offer additional content. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. Please feel free to add this podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow NJOHSP on Twitter at NJOHSP and Facebook. All links can be found in the show note and on our website, www.njohsp.gov. Hello, my name is Rosemary Martirana, Director of Intelligence at the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness, and today I'm talking to Dave Weinstein, the new Chief Technology Officer for the state of New Jersey. Today, we're going to be discussing cyber threat information sharing at the state level. So how about we just jump right in? Dave, as the state's first Chief Technology Officer, or CTO, what do you think is New Jersey's primary cyber risk?
Thanks, Rosemary, and thanks for having me. Well, state agencies have lots of cyber risks, but the primary risk derived from our really federated IT infrastructure footprint. What I mean by that is that there's lots of different systems scattered across various state agencies running different operating systems, different applications, each with their own unique security requirements. So our challenge is making sure we can apply common standards and policies to securing the systems across state agencies and protecting the data that is essential to serving the citizens of this state.
Okay, so let's hone in on that a little bit. What are we doing, specifically what are you doing in the state to improve cyber threat information sharing between the government and our private sector partners?
Sure. So we've recognized that at the state level, we are just one player in the cyber risk management space, right? We cannot, as a single state agency or as a single state government, adequately protect all of the citizens of our state. So we've taken measures to empower the citizens, the businesses, and the governments across New Jersey with the information they need to protect their own cyber assets, whether it be their email account or a large enterprise or a small business for that matter. So we've done that by promoting statewide awareness of cyber threats and, based on an awareness of those cyber threats, adoption of best practices, everything from patching vulnerabilities to managing passwords. And we've done so in a way that really caters to an incredibly diverse constituency. So we connect with IT professionals, but we also connect with average ordinary citizens who don't really have a technical background. It's a challenge for us, but it's also an opportunity to, as I said, empower individuals to protect their own systems.
So when we talk about sharing that information with the private sector, how are we getting that information to them?
Great question. So I mentioned at the outset that we, as the state of New Jersey and a government, have a really vast and federated IT infrastructure. That poses significant risk to our state agencies, but it also allows us to gain really incredible insights into the threats that we're exposed to. So every computer, every network device with an IP address is essentially an attack surface for a bad actor or a hacker. We are constantly ingesting data points from actors trying to break into our systems, making sense of those ones and zeros, vetting that intelligence with other sources, whether it be federal sources, classified and unclassified, as well as information provided by the private sector. And then we're sharing that information for the benefit of our citizens, businesses, and governments across the state. So essentially, we want our constituents to benefit from the knowledge we derive across our network.
So you hit on one key point there, and that's the information coming in from the private sector. So what exactly are we hoping to get from the private sector in that regard?
Yeah, really good question. And there's a lot of confusion around this topic because we've been talking about public-private partnerships and information sharing between government and industry for a while. And there's been a fair amount of hesitancy on the part of business to exchange cyber threat intelligence with government because there's A, a lack of confidence in government's ability to protect that information, and B, a lack of understanding around what actually government's going to do with that information. Over the last year, we've taken a number of steps in New Jersey, as well as in collaboration with our federal partners, to decrease some of the ambiguity around those questions and reduce the risk that the private sector has when it comes to engaging with us. What we're talking about when it comes to information sharing is very specific, what we call indicators of compromise or threat indicators, technical information about how hackers are defeating security controls to either access a system or pilfer data from a network. These are often almost exclusively unattributable data points. And if there are attributes to this information that make it attributable to an organization, we immediately strip that out before sharing it with the broader community. So we put enormous emphasis on trust as well as confidentiality when it comes to not only receiving information, but also disseminating it to the public. We are not interested in business or confidential or proprietary information. We're simply looking for technical indicators of compromise to ascertain common tactics, techniques, and tools used by hackers across the state of New Jersey.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about the NJCIC, or the New Jersey Cybersecurity and Communications Integration Cell, which you established about a year ago today, or
to date? That's right. Yeah, so we're just about a year old. On May 20th, 2015, Governor Christie signed Executive Order 178, which chartered the NJCIC, the New Jersey Cybersecurity and Communications Integration Cell. The NJCIC is modeled after our federal counterpart, thus the cumbersome nomenclature that is the National Cybersecurity and Communications Integration Center. And what we realized fairly early on was that there was a void at the state and local level in the information sharing and analysis space. So over the last year, we've attempted, and I think we've been fairly successful, at filling that institutional void with a presence at the State Fusion Center, the Regional Operations Intelligence Center, and really fusing together our technical and non-technical capacity to analyze cyber threats that are relevant to New Jersey and ultimately disseminate that information for the benefit of the public.
Excellent. And within the NJCIC and the framework there, we're now attempting to establish what we're calling the NJCTECs.
That's right. So this is a new project that we're kicking off very soon, and the acronym is NJCTECs. It stands for the New Jersey Cyber Threat Intelligence Exchange. So essentially, we're all about improving the public's access to cyber threat intelligence, right? And there's a number of ways to do that. We have a very public-facing website, cyber.nj.gov, where citizens can access information on the latest and greatest trends in cybersecurity that we're observing. But at the tactical level, there's a need to connect with IT professionals across the state by providing them with these indicators of compromise that we discussed earlier, and doing so in an automated, real-time fashion. So cyber threats are constantly evolving, and the slightest modification to a malware variant can render an antivirus solution obsolete. So unless you're staying up to date constantly with the latest and greatest changes in the cyber threat landscape, it's difficult to get ahead of the attacker's tactics. And that's what we're trying to accomplish with NJCTECs. Essentially, NJCTECs is an online venue for citizens, governments, and businesses in New Jersey to access in real time the information that we're observing, analyzing, and publishing for the benefit of the public. They are indicators of compromise that we detect from our state network, vet through a number of sources to include the intelligence community, and then disseminate broadly. We have a very transparent posture when it comes to sharing cyber threat intelligence. But what's unique about the NJCTECs is it helps us really reduce that gap and that window between detection of the threat and dissemination of the threat. Because most indicators of compromise, they're really only valuable for about 24 to 48 hours. So we want to get that information out the door quickly so it can be useful for our constituents.
So I can imagine some organizations are probably not going to feel comfortable maybe sharing this threat information. So how are you going to encourage them to participate in this NJCTIX program exchange?
So first of all, it's a completely opt-in program. And before we even encourage organizations to share with us, we want them to consume our information. So we're beginning to push information out and only expect folks to participate, frankly, once they've deemed our intelligence credible. And we're confident that we'll get there in short order because there's a great body of work that goes into every indicator of compromise that we make publicly accessible. So over time, we're looking to build trust and incentivize our membership to engage in bidirectional information sharing. But it's not just trust, right? There's also actually a number of very tangible protections in place as a result of some legislative developments over the past year. The Cybersecurity Act of 2015, which was signed into law by President Obama in December 2015, grants businesses specific protections around liability and regulatory action for sharing indicators of compromise in this fashion with state and local governments. And DHS, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, along with the Department of Justice, recently published new guidance for the public around the specificity of these protections, and I won't get into the weeds now, but suffice it to say, it definitely answers the call from industry in terms of assuaging some of their concerns. It also debunks the myth that the only way to receive these protections is by sharing with the federal government. In fact, there doesn't need to be any sharing with the federal government to evoke these liability protections. And businesses in New Jersey, as well as governments, can interact directly with the NJKIC and enjoy protection under the law in the same way that they would receive if they went directly to the federal government.
So you mentioned businesses within New Jersey. Does this also apply to individuals in New Jersey as well, or simply larger corporations and businesses in that sense?
No, it does. The law is actually very specific, and the guidance supports this as well. The law applies to all non-federal entities that share with the state of New Jersey. So that includes private citizens. It includes small businesses. It includes Fortune 50 companies in New Jersey, as well as government entities as well that are non-federal entities, so like local governments, county governments. So it touches a broad swath of the population. We certainly encourage individuals to participate in this program, at least to be able to access the intelligence that we're providing. I think this is a service that's particularly helpful for small businesses in New Jersey, of which there are about 20,000. These are organizations that don't necessarily have the human capital, the technology, or the budget to commit to cyber risk management. So this service is particularly tailored towards their needs. But it's also helpful for large corporations with huge budgets and massive IT security staffs, because we're seeing intelligence targeting the state network that they can't glean from other sources. So it complements even the mature organizations' intelligence feeds that they receive.
$1 million question. Are other states implementing programs like this as well, or is New Jersey a little unique in this regard?
New Jersey's a little ahead of the curve. Other states are certainly getting on board, developing the institutional capacity to interact with their private sector in the information sharing and analysis space. You know, I mentioned earlier that the NJKIC is co-located with our Fusion Center, the Regional Operations Intelligence Center, which enjoys a number of relationships with our private sector, but also the law enforcement community in New Jersey. And I think other states are seeing the value of integrating cybersecurity into the national network of fusion centers, particularly to get these types of operations off the ground. Where we're a bit ahead of the curve is the work that we've done around automating indicator sharing, automating the consumption and exchange of cyber threat intelligence that is not a week old, not 3 days old, but pretty close to real time.
So just to point people towards additional resources, where can they go to find out more about NJCTIX, the NJKIC, and other cyber initiatives taking place in New Jersey?
Absolutely. So cyber.nj.gov is the one-stop shop for all things cybersecurity, from resources to best practices to threat analysis, as well as everything you need to know about NJCTIX. We'll have a dedicated webpage on the website, and members of the NJKIC can sign up and access all of those resources directly from our homepage.
Great. Well, thanks, Dave.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And again, good luck with the new role as New Jersey's first Chief Technology Officer.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Again, all links can be found in the show notes and on our website at www.njohsp.gov. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to Intelligence Unclassified.